Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year, prom and wedding dress season. What colors and designs are in fashion this year, and where can women find what they want locally? Let's go in depth with Colette Ferguson and Stephanie Tim with Bridal Dreams in Oskaloosa. Well, you have some beautiful dresses here. I had no idea you could get so many different prom dresses, and I guess I sort of knew wedding gowns, but it's just overflowing.
Yes, we have a lot of inventory. We have a lot of different selection for everyone. Colors, styles, anything that a person is looking for, we can suit their personality.
And I presume that women in general know more about this than I do, because I don't. I mean, I'm just totally ignorant. When you come, let's start with bridal dresses. When you're thinking about a bridal dress, what do people look for? Do the girls know what, and ladies know what they're looking for?
Well, I think most people come in with a conception perceived that they know what style of dress they want. Once you start trying on dresses, that notion maybe changes a little bit once you see what works best on your body style. So I would say probably 75% of the time, girls will leave the store with something different than what they came in looking for.
Most of them are white and off-white. Is there a way to characterize the colors of the bridal dresses?
For a lot of people, people consider a traditional wedding gown white. We sell more colored dresses. We sell ivory, champagnes, mochas. We sell colored dresses more than white. And the reason being is most people can wear a colored dress better than they can white. On their complexions, white is very harsh and stark, and the ivories and the colors are very warm and complementary to complexions and skin tones.
Well, I already showed how ignorant I am by saying off-white. You had all these lovely names like ivory.
Lots of different names.
Okay, and so what are the appliques, is that right?
Mm-hmm. There's appliques. Right now, lace is a very big thing in the bridal world. Lots and lots of lace on dresses. Still lots of beadwork. So we have everything from your plain gowns for the girls who want really simple and simplistic weddings to things that are highly ornate with lace and beads and any bells and whistles that you can think of.
Are there different bodice shapes and designs? How do you characterize that? I mean, Some are high, some are low.
Yeah, most definitely. Right now, strapped dresses are something that is very popular in the bridal world. So we have a lot of things that have straps. Strapless is still popular. And then the body cuts of the dresses, they'll range from like an A-line dress, which is more free-flowing on the body, to straight sheath dresses that are more form-fitting and hug the curves of the body.
Do you take this as a big responsibility? I mean, we want the bride to look beautiful. And so, I mean, do you take that very seriously?
We do take that very seriously. We strive here very hard that when a girl on her wedding day looks in the mirror, that she feels the prettiest and the most beautiful she can be. So we have a lot of customer service that we are very proud of, and we will help a girl find, you know, exactly what looks best on her to suit her needs, her body style. And we're very serious in that area of our business.
Are there styles changing every year?
Yes. Every season, you'll see new styles introduced, and things, I would say, kind of fade in and out, just like normal clothing trends.
And so you don't want a five-year-old dress? People will notice that?
In some areas, yes. I would say wedding gowns don't date as much as normal clothing, but you can look at pictures from down the road several years back that you can tell that that was a style that maybe was more fashion-forward at the time. But we have a lot of classic styles that never go out of style, and you can look at your pictures in 20 years and still love your dress.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about prom and wedding dresses with Colette Ferguson and Stephanie Tim with Bridal Dreams in Oskaloosa. Is there a label for the classic style, the most beautiful style that transcends time?
Not Not really. I would say probably the most classic style is still a lace dress, something that is A-line shaped or sheath shaped. That probably is the most classic style, something that is just pretty and timeless and you'll love in 50 years.
I bet you can go from, I don't know, I bet you can get really expensive gowns. What's the sort of range?
You can, and we try to have a price range for everyone. In our main area where our full price gowns are, those gowns will probably range from $800 to $2,000. That's where we cap out, is about $2,000. And then we also have our sale area where those gowns are discontinued gowns that we sell half price and under. So those gowns will be sale priced at probably $200 to $600. So we have something for everyone no matter what their budget is for their wedding.
I'm just looking down at all these rows, and they're just lovely and sparkling. It's a
yes, there's a lot of really, really pretty dresses. We probably stock between our full-priced area and our sale room probably 600 gowns. So there's gowns for every person, style, and budget.
Let's talk about prom dresses for a little bit.
Okay.
And so then you're getting the younger girls, right? And they probably have never been in anything like that before, have they?
A lot of girls have not, especially the freshman and sophomore girls. And then you have your return junior and senior girls that maybe have been a few years, and they know what they like. They have an idea and are maybe are a little bit more willing to try the more trendy things, where the younger girls still like your traditional classic prom look.
What's the trends now?
The trends right now, two-piece dresses, lots of jewels.
Two-piece?
Yep. It's like a top and a bottom separated.
I'm not going to let my daughter do that.
No. They don't, surprisingly, they don't show too much. No,
right.
No.
Okay.
Just a little bit of the midriff. Another really popular trend is the floral prints in the dresses. Can't keep those in.
Oh, so there's just a little tummy showing.
Yes, just a sliver of the stomach shows.
High necklines are very big. A little bit of a cap sleeve or strap, something that's called an illusion, which is it's actually fabric, usually netting, and you can see through it. A lot of backs are like that, and they're heavily beaded and adorned, and just a lot of really, really pretty gowns this year.
And what are the colors? What are the best colors this year?
Lots of black, red, a little bit more on the darker side of the colors, I think, than your traditional light pinks and greens that I think a lot of people think of when they think of prom. A little bit of an older look, but we've done tons of black, red, purple.
We've been really big in navies, yes, navies.
Golds.
Uh-huh. Things that, to me, kind of are more red carpet-ish look. Those have been very popular trends this year.
Any red carpet like Hollywood?
Like Hollywood, yes, yes, most definitely.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about prom and wedding dresses with Colette Ferguson and Stephanie Tim with Bridal Dreams in Oskaloosa. So those New York and L.A. styles are making it here then?
They do, yep. The styles hit the Midwest. Usually, because we're in the Midwest, we're a little bit behind the style curve. Usually the things that come out on the coasts will end up in the Midwest probably about 2 years later. So we're a little bit behind the coast because they are so fashion forward trends, but these are all new things that are to the Midwest and are really popular prom styles.
Now I guess this is an issue for brides too, but especially with prom dresses, do we have to worry about two girls showing up at the prom with the same dress?
That is a fear of some girls. We do have a policy that we will not sell the same dress to the same school, even in a different color. So girls love coming to us knowing that they're going to buy from us, and we'll have that, hopefully, that guarantee that, at least from our store, there will not be another dress that looks like theirs.
Well, that must be nice since, there's not a lot of stores around. Right?
Right. We're probably the largest store, which we our inventory keeps growing year after year, we usually stock probably at least 1,000 prom dresses. So we do have a large inventory. Even though we're a smaller town, people are surprised by our size of store. But every year that number keeps growing and increasing because our business keeps growing and increasing in that area, which we are so thankful for. But probably the closest store of our size is probably in the Des Moines area.
Yeah, we don't want to shop there when we can shop
locally.
No,
we don't, you know. And we pride ourselves, again, on our customer service. If a girl walks in the door, we will work with you one-on-one, and we will help you find the dress that you want. We do not take defeat as an answer, and we will keep searching until we find the girl the dress that she wants.
Now, what if I'm a girl that doesn't, look like the skinny little girls on TV? Can you help me out?
We sure can. That is not a problem whatsoever. We stock size 0 through 28. And if we need to go, larger than that, we have the availability for ordering those dresses in. But we have dress sizes and shapes for any size girl. Doesn't matter if you're a little twig or you're a little bit bigger girl, we can accommodate your needs.
Do you do alterations as needed?
We do. We have a seamstress on staff that works for our store exclusively, and she can do hemlines or, small alterations to dresses to make them fit perfect.
Now, when girls come in, and I guess brides too, are they having fun or are they all stressed out?
I think it depends on the girl. Usually, we like to say that they're all having fun, but usually that's the case. Just as long as they're coming in with an open mind and sometimes I think it can tend to be a little overwhelming. You have something in mind, and then you're maybe taking the other direction once you start trying things on. But as long as you keep an open mind and stay positive, I think it usually stays pretty happy and a fun time for everyone.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But, this is a big moment in your life. Sometimes there's a little stress.
Sure. Yeah, you got to make sure you're making the right choice. And, you don't want to look at those pictures and think back and wonder, what was I doing? So we try to be there to help, make those right decisions and guide them in the right way.
Well, people the girls, young ladies have to trust you then, don't they?
They do. They do.
And we do. And we get a lot of our return customers, especially in the prom area, because we do offer the customer service that we do. People come back because they know we are going to help them find that right dress, that they can trust us, that we're going to do everything in our power to make their prom experience a happy one. And same thing in bridal. We have probably our best advertisement is our referrals. We get people referred to us from all over because we have, taken it so personal with our brides to make their day extra special that they've told other people, and then those people come to us. And that's what we strive to do is excellent customer service.
Now, when somebody, a girl or young lady, walks through the door, is your mind already working and you already know, I know she'd look good in that right away?
Exactly. When we see a girl come in, it probably would make the process a lot easier if they would just try on what we told them to from the start. But we let everybody have that experience of trying on what they had conceived in their head. And then we will guide them in the right direction of, this dress will look right on your body style. This color will look good on your skin complexion. And I would say nine out of ten times, we're probably, in the ballpark and we're in the right area and the girl leaves very happy.
Well, the complexion is so important, isn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Most definitely. Different people can wear different colors, and you want to wear that color that complements your skin tone the best.
Do moms help out, provide us sort of a consulting role?
Yeah, they do. Again, as a mom myself, I want my daughter to look beautiful on her wedding day or her prom day. So they definitely are wanting the best for their daughters also. And they usually know, being a little bit older, usually, that what will look good on their daughters, and they will help pick out dresses also.
So you're looking at skin tone, colors, fit, style. You've got the whole package. You're thinking about that total product and how it's going to look in that photograph forever, huh?
Yep, exactly. We take into all those considerations, and we find the dress, the color and the style and the cut that will look best on them.
Well, thinking about it, this is one of the most, significant moments of their lives, and your goal then is to make them as pretty as possible.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. That is our goal. We want every person to feel beautiful on their special day and have a big smile on their face and, be enjoying every minute of it.
Do you have any advice for women as they're coming in, thinking about it, and for the girls? Before you come in, is there any research or any thoughts that they need to to put together in their heads?
I would say, number one, stay off Pinterest. Pinterest is a wonderful wedding tool or prom tool, but it's hard then to translate that into where you're actually looking and what you're looking at. But probably our main advice is just have an open mind and trust us a little bit that we want to guide you in the right direction. We want to help you find the perfect dress, the perfect cut. We want you to feel the best that you can be on your special day. So open mind and a little bit of trust in our knowledge, and we'll have a wonderful experience.
Thanks to Colette Ferguson and Stephanie Tim for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.